GWA, this is Secret Rogue, doing another audio, yay! So, a friend of mine suggested that I just go off the cuff, even though I don't have cuffs, and record a fantasy for you. So I apologize in advance for following their advice. So, yeah, we're gonna do this. Right. So, my fantasy starts with me walking in to see you on your bed. You've got a butt plug in, and you're squirming around, because obviously it makes you excited. And, you're blindfolded, and you're wearing your leather cuffs on your wrists and ankles. And I just have to catch my breath in the doorway when I see you. And because I'm a dork like this, I just imagine, you know, you probably left the lights on. And so I turn the lights off and plug in these, like, Christmas lights because I'm cheap. I can't do actual fairy lights. But it just looks like, you know, as the room lights up, like, fairies are dancing across the ceiling. And it just casts this beautiful, beautiful glow over your skin. And gosh, you just look so delicious. But yeah, so I walk over to you and, you know, kind of enjoy watching you move your hips. You know, like there's an invisible partner who's already taking you, and listening to the soft moans that come from your lips and wondering what you're thinking about, what you're fantasizing about, and just kind of enjoying you, enjoying yourself. And, you know, I maybe watch you for a minute, and then I reach out and just gently drag my fingers over your skin. And it's not heavy, it's just kind of lightly dragging the pads of my fingers, you know, up from the side of your chest and over your rib cage, right back to just above your hips. And gosh, make this sweet little sound of surprise and happiness, knowing that I'm there with you. And I lean forward and kiss you on your shoulder, and then on your neck, and then on your cheek. And just kind of bend over like that and hold you for a moment. And enjoy how warm your body is already, and how soft you are, and how eager you seem to please. And after that, you know, I take your wrists and I bind them together, and then I take those and attach them to your ankles, so you're kind of leaning forward with your butt up in the air and your face pressed into the mattress. There's really no way for you to change your position or anything like that. There's no escape, if you will. And gosh, it's such a sexy pose. I wish I could take a picture, but yeah, can't screw a picture, so why bother? And, you know, I'm wearing my strap-on already, and I can't help but teasing you by letting you know that it's there and that I'm wearing it, and just kind of letting it graze over your skin, and, you know, let you feel it on your thigh, and feel it, you know, in the crack of your butt, and, you know, I let it kind of slip down between your legs, maybe thrust once or twice, just so you know that I'm there and so close, and that you're just a few moments away from being taken. And I back up. I kind of haven't decided yet if I want you to suck me first, but you seem so eager when you feel it brush against your cheek that I can't help it. And you make such sweet noises, almost seeming desperate to be sucking my strap on and licking and drooling all over it, and just, you're so enthusiastic about it all that it only makes the moment better, makes it more erotic for me. And, you know, my hips move faster as you seem to get more excited until you're kind of choking, and I want to be serious and seem all sexy and dominant, but I probably couldn't help but laugh and check to see if you were okay. And, you know, hopefully you're still alive. That'd be awkward otherwise. Oh gosh, I need to delete that. Anyway, and I kind of crawl behind you and lube up extra if I need to, and spend a few moments just kind of teasing that hole, rubbing lube all around it, and, you know, slipping a finger inside every now and then just to make sure you get some lube in there too. And I just love teasing you, and so I have to. I don't have a choice. And, you know, as I let a finger slip in, and being the dork that I am, I've looked up exactly where your prostate is, and I, as carefully as I can, push into you, and then curl my fingers so it just barely grazes that sensitive spot. And I don't overwhelm you with pleasure or anything like that, but I just want you to know that I know where it is, and that I know how to bring you immense pleasure, and whether or not you get that is entirely up to me. So, you know, after I do that, I, you know, kind of get lined up and slowly and gently work my way into you with little thrusts and slowly increasing pressure and caresses and encouragement and kisses on your back until I am all the way in. And I just can't believe that I'd be able to do anything but shudder in my arousal when my hips meet yours. And just thinking of me being inside of you, of me penetrating you like I am, just drives me crazy. And as much as I want to just lose it and, you know, start pumping as fast as I can, you know, I also want to honor the moment and, you know, let you adjust and kind of adjust myself to what's happening. And, you know, it starts with slow little movements, and then it gets a little bigger and a little bigger and a little more intense until I'm thrusting with everything that I have and maybe a little bit more. And I'm just spurred on by how desperate you sound, and the way your voice catches, and the shaky breaths that come out, and just everything about your arousal only turns me on more and encourages me. And gosh, I just don't know if I'd be able to stop until I heard you scream my name at least once, probably twice. And to feel your body get warm beneath me, and to see the lines turn red under my fingers as I scratch over your skin or give you a spank every now and then, only make it better. And I would know when you got close because, well, I'm sure you'd let me know. Even if you didn't say it, I'm sure your body would tell me. And, you know, you might start to twitch and your breathing would change. The pitch of your voice would alter. And I'd know, man, you were just so close. And then I would stop, completely still. No movement, no teasing, no touching, nothing. And I just let you sit in that arousal and wait and breathe and calm down a little bit before I started again. First, pumping slowly and then faster and faster and as deep as I could manage. And with as many exterior sensations as I could possibly create. You know, my hands running up and down your sides, my fingers scratching your scalp, my teeth biting on your shoulder, my tongue licking over a sensitive spot of skin, my fingertips squeezing your nipples, anything and everything I could think of to stimulate you until I feel you get to that place again. And then it all stops. And I just revel in your emotions. In your desperation to feel some sort of stimulation, any sort of stimulation on your cock. Your desperation to just get me to move my hips just a little bit more. To have me pinch you just one more time, to bite just a little harder, to do that one small thing that would push you over the edge. But I don't. I'm completely still, and I let you calm down. I move away from that edge. And then I'd start again. I couldn't say for sure how many times I would do this. I do enjoy the process so much. And I like the way your skin flushes redder and redder each time. I love the way you start clawing at the sheets and bucking your hips. I love the way you sound like you're on the verge of tears. I love the way you beg me. The way you beg me to just finish you. To let you come and get that release and finally relax. I love it all. I love it all. And maybe if you've been good, I'll start again, getting faster and faster, harder and harder. My gasps mixing with yours, my moans singing a chorus of ecstasy with yours, my hand wrapped around your cock and pumping for all that it's worth, our joy, our insanity, our pleasure, mixing into one that just overwhelms us both. And then, maybe, I'd let you come. But maybe I wouldn't. Depends on if you've been a good boy that day. What do you think? Have you earned the right to come?